Hi, I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst. I recently challenged my students to produce a pilot segment for a podcast. As you listen, you should note that these are mostly first-year students in their very first session studying communication at Charles Sturt Uni. The students had to come up with an idea for a compelling and worthy story, do the background research, record the interview, and create their pilot podcast to share with you. I'm very excited and proud to give you this sneak peek at some of our future media storytellers. In this episode, Buzz Miljoen looks at the cruel and secretive world of organised dog fighting in Australia.
Everyone loves dogs. Well, nearly everyone. For thousands around Australia, dogs are, as the saying goes, a man's best friend. They're a source of constant positivity. They can be our closest confidants, our exercise buddies, playmates, even our family's protectors. But there's a dark side of the dog culture in Australia, a seedy underbelly that few know about and even fewer have dealt with. Dogfighting rings are a horrible and unfortunate side effect of the dog culture in Australia. These malicious outfits, often associated with organised crime, profit off of horrific animal abuse. They torture dogs into becoming bloodthirsty killers that they can then set on each other for financial gain and sick entertainment. For many of us, this kind of cruelty seems unimaginable, but it is a sickening reality. There are estimated to be over 150 dogfighting rings currently operating in Australia, and it's believed that they are a key reason why dog theft keeps rising.
It's certainly on the rise.
Thankfully, there are those, like volunteer pet detective Alison Prates, whose voice you just heard, who are working hard to raise awareness and curtail these instances of dog theft. She detailed an example of the kind of systematic dog theft that these operations will use, as several dogs were taken from Cranbourne on the outskirts of Melbourne.
Oh, well, with that case, we had an influx of dogs go missing. It was within quite a short amount of time, actually. It was within about 3 weeks. And then we had people reporting the same white van being seen in the area. Police got involved with this, which was good, and a couple of the dogs, some were never found, and two in particular were found on the outskirts of Cranbourne after a week of going missing, and their snouts were taped closed, and they were literally terrorised, these dogs.
Due to some archaic laws about animals and a general underreporting of the crime, dog theft is rarely prosecuted in Australia.
So even when a dog is stolen and we have CCTV footage and we get it out there and we often involve media, the dog is more likely to be found but often dumped off somewhere. So the perpetrator may not be caught.
Alison also relayed some useful tips for dog owners who want to avoid something like this happening to their beloved pets.
Well, definitely do not leave dogs tied up in public places. And if you do, use a super lock-up lead or a lockable dog lead of some sort. I always say, like, if dogs are in backyards, you definitely want to put locks on those gates, because not only does it deter thieves, but it avoids gates getting left open by accident.
Things are starting to get better. South Australia recently became the first Australian state to recognise pets as sentient beings and not just as personal property, meaning harsher penalties for those who steal dogs. But this is a small step forward for a major issue. Hopefully an increased awareness of the prevalence of dogfighting and dog theft can influence a crackdown on these horrific activities. For now, I'm thankful for the volunteers, like Alison, who make it their mission to protect our best furry friends.
You've been listening to a pilot podcast produced and presented by one of our very talented Charles Sturt University communication students. Right from the start of their degrees, our students are encouraged to use their own instincts and identify worthy stories for diverse audiences. We hope you found today's episode interesting. Your storyteller was CSU communication student Buzz Miljoen. The episode was produced for 2MCE by David Cameron. I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University. Thanks for listening.